Today is the last day of the season for Major League Baseball. Well, maybe. A couple of games are still in process that will determine the final playoff spot in the National League. But another down-to-the-wire race was decided today. And New York Mets fans, we regret to inform you that what looked like a sure thing postseason appearance a few weeks ago now is officially one of the worst flameouts in baseball history. Joining me now with the New York postmortem is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Andrea.
So the Mets were cruising to a division title in the middle of this month, and today the Philadelphia Phillies won that title and the Mets are out of the playoffs. What happened?
Most immediately, the Phillies won today and the Mets lost. They had identical records going into today, and so the results mean New York misses by a game. But how this all happened is the real story. As you mentioned, the Mets were cruising with a 7-game lead in mid-September, and then they started a free fall. They pulled out of it briefly yesterday with a huge win over Florida. They appear to have things turned around, and then today they had their future Hall of Fame pitcher Tom Glavine on the mound. Last month, he became only the 23rd pitcher in history to win 300 career games. So it was a perfect setup for locking up the playoff spot. And then Glavine went out and promptly had one of the worst performances of his amazing 21-year career. His performance actually lasted an inning.
He gave
up 7 runs. He had a throwing error. He hit the Florida pitcher with the bases loaded, forcing in a run. It was just quick and awful, and it really symbolized the implosion by the Mets over the past 3 weeks. They never had a chance in this game.
So it was a really bad meltdown.
It certainly was. It's being likened to probably the worst collapse in history. That was the 1964 Philadelphia Phillies, ironically. They led the National League. There were only 2 divisions then. On September 20th, by 6.5 games, then they lost 10 games in a row and finished 2nd out of the postseason.
Now, the regular season might live on beyond today because of the 2 teams fighting for the National League wildcard position. What's happening with those games?
That's right. As we speak, the San Diego Padres are losing big to the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Colorado Rockies are tied with Arizona. Now, if San Diego goes on to lose and Colorado wins this game, those 2 teams will play off in a tiebreaker game early this next week in Colorado.
So with such excitement on the last day of the season, it seems like baseball's doing pretty well, despite the fact that we hear bad news about drugs and steroid investigations all the time.
I know, and I speak as one of those bad news bearers. You know, in fact, baseball officials have been crowing recently about this being the 4th year in a row that the game has set a new all-time attendance record. They estimate that an average of nearly 33,000 people were going to baseball games this season. There has been the steady drumbeat of bad news, and we hear a lot about a doping cloud hanging over the game. Certainly, that was in sharp relief this season with Barry Bonds going for and breaking the all-time career home run record. He's the one player associated most with the doping issue.
Mm-hmm.
But fans, you know, Andrea, don't seem to care, or at least they don't care enough to turn away from the game. They keep coming and watching on TV and cheering. Interestingly, they voted earlier this month to send the Barry Bonds home run breaking ball to the Hall of Fame with an asterisk on it. So that means they do care a little bit, but, you know, they still showed up to watch Barry Bonds break the record. So go figure.
Thanks a lot. NPR Sports correspondent Tom Goldman.
You're welcome.